You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Okay, so we have the purple crystal ball here. I use this for cosmic orders, and it's lovely in readings combined with cards. And that's what I do for all of my subscribers, which you can see if you join in my subscribers on TikTok. There's new special inner psychic circle. So that's all starting next week. However, I'm here now speaking to you from London. We're live on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck. And look, we've just had a card jump out here. So this must be for all of you. We're taking the Page of Cups here. This is about a gift, really, a gift for everybody to really have a fantastic time this week. If you're looking for opportunities, if you're looking to take some different pathway, maybe different course of action, this is for you. Now, I'm waiting for a caller to come in, and I'll be looking into my crystal ball, which is fantastic. This is a really, really powerful crystal. It's the violet hue that we have, and the violet hue really allows for all of our aura to be seen and to be shown, and to give the vibration of completion, completeness. So we have Joy in Rockford, Illinois. Hello there, Joy. What a lovely name. I feel that you've got a really difficult sort of question. Is that true? Are you in that sort of frame of mind at the moment?
Yes.
I thought so. Well, Joy, let's have a look at you. I'm looking here into the crystal. I'm going to also be taking a couple of cards for you. And I think that that's really overcoming obstacles. This is what you're actually being asked to do. So you must be feeling now as though you've got some major difficulty or some major obstacles to overcome. Is that your difficulty? Whereas the next card that you've drawn here, Joy, is the Chariot. Now, this is really good news for you, good news coming in, and you're going to be feeling quite uplifted. You're going to be feeling as though everything is just calm again. So was this a person that you had an argument with? Is that what has been going on, Joy? What's your question?
Yeah, I've been, well, over 3 years ago, my boyfriend passed away, and I've been trying to get back out and enjoying and doing events and trying to meet new people. Yeah. The guys I meet are just not, they're not, they don't connect with me that way.
So you had like a soulmate experience, I think, with your previous partner, and he left you because he had to ascend to spirit. Let me see what I have here, because I do connect that very difficult time, and yet you have some changes that are happening here. So good news with the Chariot really does bring in some overcoming those obstacles, really making everything change again. So I think it's a good omen. I think you've got good omens here. So here is your partner who passed away, who's turned his back, has walked into another space. His spirit is still around you. However, there was a difficulty with him. You couldn't overcome it yourself. I mean, there was nothing really that you could do anymore. I think you actually did your best, didn't you? You cared for him, you looked after him, you cherished him, and you gave him everything that you could. I can see that. Did he have a son, or do you have a son, a boy?
He had a son.
He did. Okay. I felt that was my first question. Did he have a son? I think he wants to send a lot of love to his son, and he's cherishing that energy, but also to you. Did you fall out with his son? Do you not see his boy? Is that what's happened here? Because you've got this difficult energy around that. And that would have been with regard to the mother. And you can't do anything about that. I mean, you loved your husband. You loved him, your partner, very special. He's sending love to you now. But I feel that his son, he wants to connect with and send love to. So maybe you can just send that message out, even if it's silently, you know, just going out silently to the universe, just saying, he's here and he's wished that you have his heart and his very, very special energy to connect with you. And I feel that this is what we've got coming in with the crystal ball as well. So it's, I'm blowing his wishes out to the universe on your behalf. Now, we do have some changes for you, Joy. Here, I'll show you. Your card is the Ace of Cups. This is about an energy that is coming in that's part of your destiny. So you're weighing things up at the moment. You're missing your partner. Of course you are. You're missing the company, and it's a big space to fill. It's hard to do. So do take a little bit more sort of love from yourself, you know, love yourself a bit more, because you can't really change anything that's happened here. And this now is your energy, your destiny. So I'm bringing in some very, very special moments for you. This is your energy that is going to be showing. So let me take another couple of cards. The Ace of Cups in your destiny here is a new love. It's you to be loved by somebody new who is walking towards you. I can see that there's a haze here. I think your life has been very hazy, Joy, not surprisingly, but suddenly we're going to snap out of it. We're going to just say, no, that's it, no more. We don't want any more of the difficulty. What we want now is some positive energy. So April, this just gone in April. There was some sort of change in you then. It may have been a special memory month or a birthday month, something that allowed you to just be thinking of him. Did you visit a place that was your special place, or something happened in April? Now we're June, so we're 2 months on from then, and I want to give you another timescale card, which is taking you to August. So the 4 months from April to August, this is your transition time. You're like a butterfly at this time, and this is why you're finding it difficult, Joy, because you're trying to move on, you're trying to do all the things that you think you're supposed to do, but you can't. It's just not possible for that. The truth's coming out. So you're telling yourself some of your own truths, Joy. Do you understand that? Do you understand what I mean? Are you being realistic with yourself about your life, what your expectations were, possibly with him in your life? Are you understanding everything about what happened here? Because he loved you, he cherished you, he loved you, but there was a lot of difficulty around you. Stress was there, and money, I think, was hard as well. That was possibly quite a difficult act to follow. So since you've been missing him, since he passed, have you struggled financially, Joy?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. So he's now trying to bring some wealth back in, I suppose, or bring in some feeling that you're not quite so isolated, because this is you, you're the hermit, and that's not a good place to be. Do you like music? I'm hearing lots of music here. Was he a big music lover? Is that what he was?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love it.
You too. Well, he wants you to play lots of music. I feel that that's his message. And who is John? Who is John? Johnny? Is he a neighbor, somebody around you?
Could be. I don't really know a lot of the neighbors. I just moved here a few months back.
Okay. I think that you're going to be meeting John. He's shouting out that name, and I've got like Eddie or an Eddie name. I don't know who that is, but I'm hearing it, so I'm going to give it to you. But do you know an Eddie? E-D-D-Y?
No.
Okay. I'm going to give those two names. Not yet, no. So John, I think, is a near neighbour. I think he's around you, but he's noticed you. He likes you. He's helpful. So maybe he's going to be doing some odd jobs or things, you know, just to help you. But I think Eddie, there's an Eddie, who is here, and he's on a future path. And, oh, you've got some really, really fascinating attractions here between you and the opposite sex. So you are going to be looking amazing. I think you're doing lots here to improve your vibrational energy. So that's really great. So this is about taking some steps to make your whole life a lot more visible, getting out there a bit more, being in the community around your neighborhood a bit more, because I do feel neighbors are important at this time, and they will show you perhaps a few more opportunities to socialize, to be happy, but you're certainly joining in. And that's what I like to see. August, another time scale. Are you not working at the moment?
Not yet. No, I've been looking.
Well, the High Priestess has just come in. The High Priestess says to you that you'll be working very soon. There's a job here for you. The Chariot is another card that you've had earlier, and this also brings great news in for you. So I've got another crystal here, and we've already seen the violet crystal, which you can see here. I think you can still see it. It's here. But I want to look at this crystal ball now. This is one is quartz crystal with citrine in it. So the citrine really shows the abundance that is coming in, the abundance that's here for you. So there's a new job on the way. It's a man. It's this guy who's going to give it to you. It's a corporation, a large company that you'll be working for. And this will be a joy, and you're called Joy, but this is you really finding your feet. So we're seeing prosperity in this crystal with the citrine that goes through the crystal ball. And we're seeing a real effort that you are making to please other people. That's important. And other people like you. So don't think that they don't. Why is it that you just think, I'm not sure about this person, I'm not sure about that? Embrace the opportunity, because you are going to be finding the partner. Here we've got the crystal again. And I'm seeing this here, that you will find a very perfect partner. I know how much love you've had in your life and how much you've lost. But your destiny is not about being on your own, Joy. Your destiny is about finding harmony and a companion. So now you've just got to be thinking about the sort of character that you want in your life. Think about his qualities, not what he looks like. That's important. Sending you a cosmic order. This is for you, Joy. So mote it be a happiness and love and romance to join you. So come and join me on my live stream. I'll be on TikTok very soon. And don't forget, subscribe. I have a special Inner Circle subscription for you, and I'll see you next week. And really do remember to join in to A1R Psychic Radio, Moonstruck TV. We have the most amazing selection of psychics and mediums from all over the world, you know. I've been Eleanor Grace, and I'm in London in the United Kingdom. I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a great week.